You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number one. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello again, and welcome to the first podcast of Street Smart Wealth. I am Jackie Elmer, and I'm so thrilled to be getting this podcast launched. This is something that I've been wanting to do for quite some time, as I know my audience has stretched beyond the United States, beyond North America, to all points global, and I really realize what an amazing tool we have at our fingertips with podcasting, iTunes, internet radio, and the amazing reach that we have, the ability to get out there and reach all different markets and truly have a global business. And I will tell you, that's been a dream of mine for so long. So first and foremost, thank you so much for listening in. It is certainly my goal to bring you extreme value each week to this podcast. I'll be sharing in this episode today, I'm going to kind of share a little of my story of getting started working from home, because I always think it's important to kind of start there, start at the beginning, whether you're new getting started, whether you're looking for reassurance that maybe you're a little bit along the path and you're just looking for some reassurance that you're doing the right thing, that you're going to be successful, or maybe you're a seasoned veteran just looking for some other tips, techniques, and certainly other people to brainstorm with. I welcome all of you. Certainly, you can always find me at JackieElmer.com online. I welcome any feedback on the Facebook page, facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth. I'm looking forward to any insights that you have to share on episodes of the show that you'd like to hear, specific training, techniques, topics, and that type thing. Well, my story is I started working from home really it was sometime early in 1993, shortly after the birth of my son, and had a couple of transitions into different things, and I'll be sharing some of that as we go along, and ultimately discovered the internet back in October of 1999, took my business online back then, and so what I'm going to be sharing really are the best of both worlds, both offline and online techniques to build a successful business. So like I said, let me just kind of start at the beginning and share a little bit about me and my story and see if you might be able to relate to any of that. Well, I live now currently in the beautiful mountains and part-time at the beach of Southern California. And like many of you, I wear many different hats. I consider myself a professional direct sales and network marketer and social media coach and trainer. I'm also a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, the kids' shuttle service, although now my kids are older and I don't do that quite so much, a maid, a cook, and more. So you can probably relate to that. I've been so fortunate in my life to have really, truly, I feel like I've had a great career, a great working career from really almost the time that I started working. I was in sales and marketing in the airline industry. Prior to that, I was a travel agent for a short time. But really working in the airline industry, it was a dream job. I traveled the world wining and dining and wooing travel agents and corporate travelers and doing all of this on somebody else's dime. I did this on an expense account. Traveled in first class, stayed in first class hotels, and it was really, truly an absolute blast. The problem with it was that it didn't mesh well with motherhood. So after I got married and I married an airline pilot, my husband's an airline pilot, once we decided to have children, I kind of ran into that challenge that many other mothers and fathers have run into of, you know, who's going to raise the kids. So I traded in my traveling boots and my expense account for diapers and baby talk, and I've never looked back. Now, today, my children are, my son's in his 20s, my daughter's graduating high school, and it's a whole different world, but I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity opportunity to be there with them working from home. So once I did that, once I left my amazing airline job, I began to look around at some point. You know, motherhood was great, but living on one income is very tough. And really, my desire to have something of my own, it really led me to begin researching home-based businesses. Now, I kind of was born with entrepreneurial stock. My father had run his own business since I was very young, and I really loved the fact that he made breakfast every day for us, he was home for lunch, and was always able to set his schedule around our many events and activities. So entrepreneurship kind of runs in my blood, and I was really determined to find a fit. And I started researching a bunch of different options. Back in 1993, I started a word processing business. I had a computer. I put it to work. I had a really small problem, though, and that was time and money. See, my income with that rested solely on my ability to produce as well as market my services. And I found very quickly that was not so easy with a tiny baby and with a husband who was gone half the month flying. So I went back to my research, determined to find something that was going to be a better match, something that wasn't going to require a big capital investment, and I really kept finding that my options were pretty limited. But it was kind of interesting. All roads really kept pointing me back to a profession called network marketing, MLM, multi-level marketing, or direct sales. It really did seem to be the best option for me in terms of income potential, time freedom, and all those things. But I got to tell you, I had a pretty negative blueprint regarding network marketing. And some of the things that I was reading weren't super positive. In fact, there were some serious negatives regarding it. And it's kind of funny. My negative blueprint really came back to the fact that my uncle, way back when I was probably 12 or 13, had gotten involved in network marketing, and I don't know all the details about what happened. All I know is that my family was not particularly receptive to it, and they had some interesting conversations about him behind his back. So I made up my mind that it was a bad thing and something that I didn't want to be involved in. But as I kept doing my research, I did get excited by the stories that I read about truly ordinary people creating those extraordinary lives through the industry. And I liked the idea of self-improvement and developing my personal, my people skills, my business skills further. And I really liked the idea of the team concept, the ability to improve my own life situation while helping others do the same. It seemed to be a very equitable system. So after exhausting all other business options and doing as much research as I possibly could, I decided to jump in and get involved in direct sales and network marketing. Now, as a side note, I use direct sales, network marketing, MLM, multi-level marketing, and even party plan to some extent to describe kind of the very same concepts. And the question often comes up, why? Well, all of these concepts, all of these methods of doing business fall under the direct sales banner. Party plan embraces some network marketing concepts, such as team building and residual income paid on building a sales organization, and network marketers and multi-level marketers also tend to incorporate some of the retail and party plan pieces of that we'll see big results. So the two kind of do go together. So I'll use them a little interchangeably, and I hope that you understand why. Take all the concepts that I present and kind of interject how they fit into your situation and your story, and I think you'll find something that's a well-rounded fit for you. Well, as I mentioned, I was an extreme skeptic when I finally did get started, when I finally did sign up. You know, I was leery of talking to my family, my friends, and others, and I was really leery about letting them know that I had joined one of those things. Now, I have to tell you, it's kind of funny. When I was very first approached about network marketing, this was prior to me being at home. This was when I, you know, prior to having kids, I was still involved in the airline industry, still loving my job. And a good friend of mine came to me and asked me to take a look at what he was doing. And to be honest, I could not have been more of a skeptic. I literally, you know, picture someone holding their hand out right in front of your face and saying, no thanks, talk to the hand. I really shot him down and just wouldn't even take a look. And it's kind of funny because, you know, a year and a half or so later, when I was home with my son and began to look around and see what options were available to me, and network marketing came back, I didn't think of him right away. So it's kind of interesting. I didn't think of him right away, but the interesting thing is I had begun researching network marketing, and Christmas of 1993 rolled around. Because he was a friend of ours, we invited him over for Christmas dinner. And when he showed up, he pulled up in front of my house driving a BMW. Now, I will tell you, I'm not a car person. BMWs don't do a whole lot for me. And so it wasn't the car itself. It wasn't a brand new BMW. It was older. But I knew the type of debt that he had incurred. He worked at the airline industry with me. I knew that he was deep in debt, struggling to make ends meet. And, you know, because I had finally had a child and was home, I wasn't seeing him as much as I had had in the past. So when he pulled up in front of my house driving a BMW, gosh, I thought to myself, it wasn't the car, but it represented some form of success. What that said to me is that he was having some type of success in the business. And at that point, I was ready to learn more. I made him sit right beside me at the Christmas dinner table. I picked his brain. I started asking him questions about the business, the company, what network marketing really was. I told him a little bit about the research that I had been doing. And I just was really intrigued and enthralled and interested to learn more about how I might be able to put what he was doing to work for me. So one thing that I knew, I started off as an extreme skeptic. But what I know is that when somebody's life situation changes, the rest of it doesn't matter. If they're interested, they will begin to want to know more. So you can't ever assume, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but you can't ever assume that no today means no forever. So just keep that in mind as you're building your business or as you're exploring getting started in network marketing. Because no does not mean no forever. It just means no, not now for some people. Well, today, after 2 decades in the profession of network marketing, I will tell you I've made nearly every mistake that could possibly be made, and yet I still managed to build a multi-million dollar business and create a downline of tens of thousands with several different companies. My early attempts at building the business were not pretty. In fact, I would truly love to have a recording of my early phone calls to prospects just to prove to people that there is hope for anyone in this business. If you're determined to make it, you will. If there's anything that you're struggling with, I'm here to assure you that it can be overcome if you're serious, committed, and willing to accept nothing less. Talking to people about, oh my gosh, we're going to make big money and all this type thing, and it's going to be so easy, and we just do this and we just do that. And that's why I say integrity in our profession can be lacking by some. But I'm here to tell you, if you'll honor a commitment of integrity through every step of your business, you'll create an empire and have people crawling out of the woodwork to partner with you. That's truly the only thing that allowed me to create exactly what I wanted in our profession, and that was commitment. I was committed, and it's a very powerful word. It doesn't involve the word try. It's about doing. It's about seeing the job through. No matter how long or how painful it may seem, when you make a commitment, you honor it. Think about the commitment you've made already to your business, your goals, your dreams, yourself, and your family. Well, maybe I should ask you that question. Have you made a commitment to these things? If not, I truly suggest that you take some time and you make some well thought out commitments. I promise you, it will change your life. Now, I would like to tell you that the road on my journey to success in network marketing and being successful in a home business has always been smooth, straight, and dry. But honestly, this would be a disservice to both of us, truly. I've wanted to quit 1,000 times. I've run into my closet, shut the door, and screamed, "Why am I doing this to myself?" I've thought to myself that there is no possible way I will ever be a success in network marketing. But guess what? I am. And I am today, and I continue on each and every day. As I have grown in the business, I've learned to embrace the obstacles and the challenges that have presented themselves. These have all been growing experiences and have molded me into the person I am today and have truly assisted me in coaching, training, and mentoring others to be successful. It's easy to look at someone once they've reached the top and think that it must be simple for them. I mean, you think about it. It's easy for a lot of us to look at Michael Jordan and think, wow, you know, he must have just walked onto the basketball court and been a success. Tiger Woods, same thing with golfing. you know, or anyone that you think of that's been successful, Madonna. Think of actors, anyone that, you know, comes to mind that's out in the celebrity field that we can quickly think of. We don't really become aware of them often until they've already become a success. We don't see those early struggles. We don't get to experience that with them. So I want you to really think about that and hold on to that as you're going through your journey to success. All of us have to overcome those obstacles, those pitfalls, those challenges, those things that make us want to quit, those things that make us want to run into the closet, kicking and screaming, and give up. But I will tell you, like I said, I've learned to embrace those obstacles. They give me great tools to assist others in avoiding the same challenges and same pitfalls, or at least walking them through the process. And I'm successful today because I've made the choice to accept nothing less. I'm willing to try new things. I'm willing to buck the trends and push myself beyond what I thought was possible. So this podcast series is really designed to provide you with all the tools that you're going to need to make that choice and that commitment too. I know that you can do it, and I know it because I know that if I did it, anyone can, and that's the beauty of our profession. There's nothing unique or special about me. There's nothing unique or special about anyone really of the top income earners in any company. In fact, if you listen to their stories, and you might even find yourself marveling over the fact that some of them have succeeded. I know for me, for a long time, I went to different conventions and I would see people up on stage and I would think, gosh, you know, if they can do it, surely I can be successful. So it all goes back to that one important piece, that one common thread, commitment. If I can pass on any piece of wisdom to you, it would be these few things. First of all, get very, very clear on your reason why, and don't let anyone deter you from your desired and intended outcome. Don't be afraid to try new things and fail. There's no such thing as failure. Everything is nothing more than a lesson in business, and you must look at each thing this way. Whenever you get down or feel like quitting, just call or email someone in the business, certainly your upline or your sponsor. They have a very vested interest in your success. Ask them to share some of their experiences with you. Come back and listen to the podcasts in this series, and you're going to see very quickly that you can be successful. Please promise me one thing. You'll take all the information that you learn in these podcasts, and you're going to put them to good use. Practice the ideas and principles laid out for you. Take steps daily in your business. Everything I share here, people who I bring on in interviews, these are all my own real-life experiences, real-life business experiences, as are those that I put in front of you. I've tried and practiced everything that I present to you, so nothing is theory, nothing is untried or anything like that. And if in fact I'm presenting something to you that I haven't actually done and succeeded at myself, I'll let you know. With social media marketing, there's a lot of new things that come along, and sometimes I get some good pieces of information on it, and I might share some basic concepts on it, but I will always tell you if it's something that I've used and actually sponsored people, grown a team with, and been successful, or I haven't. So get committed and never ever quit. And with that undertaking, I know that I'll see you at the top. So that's a little of my story of the early beginnings. I want to share a little bit further down the road after I started in my business, how I discovered the internet. I actually started in network marketing. I started my sign-up date is January 21st of 1994. I mentioned that I got interested on Christmas Day. But, you know, I was a slow starter, slow learner. I wasn't quite ready to get out of my own way just yet. So I didn't actually sign on the dotted line and get started till January 21st of 1994. And then October of 1999, I discovered a powerful tool called the internet. And so now what I want to do is kind of share with you a little of how all that came to pass and how it fits into my overall business plan now. Well, what happened for me in October of 1999, I was well on my way to building a successful network marketing business. In fact, I had over 10,000 people in my downline. I had replaced my income at the airline industry, and I was just really having a great time in many aspects, but very frustrated in others. I had reached a point where I had exhausted my warm market list. I had joined my chamber of commerce and networking groups, and to be honest, I was tired of some of the other old school techniques of building my business, such as mall walking, running ads, buying opportunity seeker leads, and those type things. Now, I did these things and they worked, and they didn't work too. And you may know what I mean when I say that statement. I believe that everyone should absolutely notify their warm market about their new business. I really have to stress that because sometimes people hear about my success of marketing through social media tools and they want to jump right into that method of using or building their business. And in most cases, they're not successful because it's important that you develop certain business skills along the way. And I'll be talking about a lot of that in future podcasts. But just know going in, I had already had almost 6 years under my belt, had a team of over 10,000, and had a successful income. So I wasn't brand new to network marketing when I decided to take on the tools of the internet. But I was tired of getting babysitters for my kids. I had exhausted my warm market, and I just knew there had to be a better way. There had to be another way of doing what it was I wanted to do. I was interested in developing a system where qualified prospects would come to me. I wanted leads who were already interested in a business, potentially interested in my business, and people who were serious. And about that time, interestingly, my company was one of the first to launch, my company at the time, that company is no longer in business, but they were one of the first to launch personal websites for each of the representatives. This was October of 1999, and they were truly on the cutting edge. But I knew virtually nothing about the internet. But I decided it might be a good idea to learn a little bit more about how it worked and how to market this new website. So I ended up attending an internet marketing seminar. What I found out later is it was designed to sell me space on an internet mall for about $2,000. I went to the seminar with one of my team members thinking that we would get some good tips and pointers. Well, what happened is I didn't learn a lot about how the internet works, but I did get an amazing education. Fortunately, I kept my wallet in my purse and I didn't buy anything except the concept. See, the guy on stage was spouting off statistics about the internet, how fast it was growing, how many people were currently online, how many people were predicted to be online over the next 5 years, who was online, and what they were doing and buying online. Wow, I was blown away. I really had no idea that this was occurring. I know that I was seeing .com show up in magazine advertisements, .com on billboards. I was hearing .com on radio stations, but I didn't really know a whole lot about it. And I kept thinking, how could I have missed this? Again, it was October of 1999, and as many of you may recall, Y2K was all the buzz. And I kept thinking, first, am I too late to catch the internet wave? Was there even going to be an internet at the start of 2000? Well, when I came out of the seminar, my head was spinning. If people were going to the internet to find answers and solutions, then I needed to get to the internet. I mean, if people were surfing the net looking for answers to health issues, travel questions, restaurants in Buffalo, New York, skincare needs, and so on, wouldn't people also be going online looking for a home business, looking for a plan B, looking for a solution to financial issues? And couldn't I put myself out there to be found when someone did go looking? Yes, absolutely, and I was convinced. I knew that this was the solution I was looking for, and I also knew deep in my heart that I was onto something big. I knew it in my gut like I know that the sun is going to rise tomorrow. All throughout my career in network marketing, everyone kept telling me that in order to be full-time in the business and earn a big paycheck, I needed to be out in front of people 4 to 8 times a day with my business. And this was something I was really struggling with because the age of my young children. It was very difficult. But I could see very quickly that using the internet, I could leverage my time because 5, 10, 20, even 50 people or more could be viewing my business at the same time online. And they didn't have to be geographically close to me. I didn't even have to know them. This was terribly exciting to me. Isn't that exciting to you? Well, I stopped off at the library on my way home and I checked out every book I could find about the internet, marketing on the internet, and websites. I came home, dumped a whole load of books, probably about 15 or 20 on the table, and I said to my husband, I'm taking my business to the internet. And thus began truly the journey of my life. Now again, kind of like my early story of getting started in network marketing, I would like to tell you that it was easy, that I made my first million a few weeks later, but it wasn't quite as simple as that. And I'm being completely honest when I tell you that I knew nothing about the internet. I knew how to log on because we actually had the internet so that my husband could do his bidding for the airline, but he could never figure out how to do it either. So we had it there. I knew how to log on. I knew how to get to Yahoo. I knew how to get to Yahoo to kind of find things, but I know I'd get lost and I never could find my way back to where I started. You may be able to relate to that even today. I also knew how to check email and reply, although there really wasn't ever much there. Spam hadn't really arrived yet like it has today. I didn't know what a domain name was, an autoresponder, a URL, a search engine, ISP, bandwidth, hosting, or any of that terminology. I certainly didn't know what a podcast was, and blogging was way outside. In fact, Google was just barely getting started, and it was not the search engine of choice. Amazon.com was out there. It was one of the early affiliate programs, and it was just quite an interesting, you know, it was like the wild, wild west, and in many ways, it still is. And I certainly knew nothing about putting together a website or marketing it. I had never even taken a computer class in my life. Well, 6 months and a couple thousand dollars later, I was well on my way to a PhD in internet marketing. Now, I will tell you, I feel very fortunate to have learned from the pioneers of internet marketing. These people were not network marketers. In fact, many of them despised network marketing because of those networkers who were already online, who were overhyping everything and really doing a disservice to our profession. Please don't be one of those who does that. No one involved in network marketing was sharing what they were doing or holding some guru launch every 60 days. That internet marketing PhD has served me very well, and I learned the mechanics of what needed to be done, and my network marketing business was looking good. In the first 6 months, I sponsored more people online than I did in 6 years offline. And I will tell you, I wasn't exactly a sponsoring wimp before. Once I sponsored that first person who found me, I was off to the races. And today I'm still happily building a very successful business online as well as offline. I still incorporate both skill sets, and I'm teaching others how to do the same thing along the way. I'm doing it with integrity, style, and on my own terms. And again, something I mentioned that could be lacking online. I will tell you, as of the recording of this podcast, February of 2013, I've sponsored over 1,500 people personally. People who have found me, come to me, requested to know more about my business, and people who have sold themselves into a career in network marketing and a partnership together. So again, I'm going to be teaching you many of the different components that come together both online and offline, things that you need to do and know in order to be successful with both. I want to teach you how to develop a system of your own that will allow someone to find you, go through your business, even get their questions answered and sign up without you even knowing about it. You could be sleeping, playing golf, vacationing, or anywhere but in front of your computer. Now, that's not the normal way things happen, and honestly, it's not the way I like for it to happen. I like to have a conversation with people. I want to get to know them. I want to make sure that they're making a confident decision, that they're sure on partnering with me. I want to talk to them about network marketing, what it is, what it isn't, and different things like that. But imagine if you have a team of people also doing all this, others who have their business set up to be constantly out there and in front of those who are looking for the right program and the right sponsor. The sorting and signing up process is streamlined and in place for those for whom the time is right. And that to me is so exciting. Now, I want to give a quick warning and a disclaimer, and you might have known that was coming. First of all, don't expect to absorb everything all at once. Do expect to feel at times like possibly you can't do this. If you aren't a techie, and I still don't consider myself much of a techie, it may seem to you like you've bitten off more than you can chew. You haven't, I promise. You can do this. Believe in yourself and know that it's so worth it. I am self-taught on almost everything. Now, that doesn't mean that I haven't found great mentors, teachers, and role models, and forums to ask questions and different things like that online. But I haven't taken very many classes. In fact, I just upgraded, went from a PC to a Mac, an Apple computer, in July of 2012, and I started taking my very first classes on how to use a computer the right way. But other than that, most of it I'm self-taught on. It's kind of like learning to walk, and then to run, and then to skip and hop. It all starts with one foot in front of the other. You'll fall down, you'll skin your knees a few times, and you will want to give up. I've wanted to give up 1,000 times, and yet, like I said, I knew I was onto something so big. So are you, so stick with it. Now, second thing, you're going to have some people, maybe even your sponsor or upline, tell you that you can't be successful using the internet, that you won't be able to duplicate the process, and that you're wasting your time and money. Well, with all due respect, that kind of thinking is fear-based. Technology is not going to go away. You may already be listening to this and you may be Generation Y, but as Generation Y comes of age and continues flocking to our profession because they're so entrepreneurial, they are scorning meetings and even conference calls. It's all about technology for them, and they are the future of network marketing. So my question for you is, do you want to be well positioned now or playing catch up later? If I can do it and I've earned several million dollars this way, why can't anyone with an equal commitment do it? Do you still listen to music on an 8-track player or cassettes, CDs, or maybe an iPod? Change is everywhere and it's inevitable, so embrace it. Now, the third thing I want to warn you on is not to run up a huge debt buying every product or guru launch that comes down through email, social media marketing, that type thing. There are great products out there, and yes, you are going to have to invest in your education. But be very careful. Pick one, maybe two mentors. I hope to be that mentor for you. You're going to be enticed by many by bright, shiny objects as you go about learning and implementing an online business strategy. Okay? What I want to say is, pick one thing, buy it, put it into action, and don't get your wallet out again to buy something else until you've implemented what you already have put into place. This is really, really important, and I hope you get that going in. Okay? Don't put the cart before the horse. I did mention I spent several thousand dollars, but that wasn't all at once. I bought something, I learned from it, I took action on it, and I didn't move on to something else until I had my basic online marketing system in place. There are no secrets, there are no shortcuts. It's up to you to take action. So over the next few podcasts in the series, and certainly ongoing, I'm going to be sharing all types of methods for marketing online and offline. And we'll cover those things that you must have, those things that are nice to have, and different things like that. But gosh, I think we've covered enough for today's series. I hope that you've gotten to learn a little bit about me. I'm just a mom working at home. That's why I call it the Profit in Your PJ series and Street Smart Wealth. I'm just a mom who's learned to develop a successful business, and I love sharing what I've learned with others. Again, you can find me online, and I would love to answer questions that you have. So get out there, get started. Listen to more in the series. Please do subscribe to my podcast on iTunes and make sure that you are doing everything that you can each and every day to profit in your PJs. Thanks so much. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.